Good morning. Happy Labor Day weekend. Yeah. Labor Day's weekend. Well, of course, most of y'all know me. I'm Pastor Bobby Knowles. I'm like the college football games yesterday, how a lot of teams got to put in their third string quarterback. Well, here I am. I am here. Yes. Let's open up with a prayer first, because if we don't, I'll forget to pray the prayer, so I like to do it first. Lord of light and life, you have called us this day to open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to hear your words, the words of encouragement, healing, and hope. Give us patience and willingness to serve you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're wrapping up our sermon series today on prayer. So far, we've talked about the power of prayer. We've talked about praying with persistence and audacity. And last week, we talked about the power that comes from praying for others. All of the three of us, as three pastors, we think that that prayer, also known as intercessory prayer, is the most powerful prayer that we can pray, praying for someone else. And next week, we're going to start a new four-week sermon series. It's called No Offense. And we're going to talk about when you're offended, or if you accidentally offend someone, how to handle that, how to handle it through prayer and through your life's activities. The scripture today is from John 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. The word of God for the people of God. Be to God. Remember the phrase when we were growing up, you were wishing for the world? You know, oh, I wish I could have this, I want to do that. And our parents and people said, oh, I don't know, you better be careful what you wish for or you ask for. It's like today, we were wishing for rain, which is good, but then we had to get out and drive in it. We had to get wet coming to the building, and you know, so we have to be careful, not only what we wish for, but what we pray for. You must always be mindful of what you pray for, because God might just answer you. He may give you the answer you're not expecting. So today we're going to talk about what we call dangerous prayers. And they're not prayers for the kind of faint of heart, the ones that just like, okay, it's mealtime, we're going to pray, or we're in church Sunday, we're going to pray. These are prayers that we pray every day. It's prayers when we ask God for things in our life and other people's lives that we're asking him for help. Most people now, they kind of hang around in the shallow end of the pool, you might say, with prayer, but we're going to plunge into the deep end. It's a way that we need to make our prayers, get our life on track. The Christian life isn't about playing it safe. It's about stepping out in faith, even when there's no safety net. So what do I mean by dangerous prayers? It doesn't mean something bad's going to happen to you unless you let it. Dangerous prayers are very powerful because they're going to move us out of our comfort zone. If God answers those prayers, we have to step out of what we're used to. Just like most things in life, when you change careers or something, you're stepping out into something new. But these things will bring you closer to God. It'll bring you closer to your family, your friends, and your relatives. And if they are truly prayed, He will answer. In Psalm 66:18, the psalmist says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." Many avoid prayer because they know the true requirements of this type of prayer. We have to confront our sins. It's the bottom line. We have to think back over the years of the sins that we have committed against God, against our fellow man, against our relatives, against everybody, every sin. We must be willing to confess those sins and repent of those sins. And that allows God to cleanse our hearts, and it holds back the richest blessings and the fullness of His joy. In Psalm 139, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me into the way everlasting." This prayer isn't about outward behavior. It's about the thoughts that occupy our minds, our desires that occupies our bodies, and things that Satan buries into our hearts and souls to keep us from God. Asking God to search our hearts is dangerous because He's going to reveal areas that you thought you forgot about a long time ago, and they come back. And they hurt, and they keep coming back. Until you ask for forgiveness, they're going to keep coming up. It may be another year, but at the worst time in your life, it's going to come up, and you're going to remember those sins. This kind of prayer will transform our lives. And it will be uncomfortable, but we must take action, repent of our sins. I think the scariest prayer, I know I've prayed it. I know Pastor Mike and Leanne have prayed it. It's called, "Send Me." In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "Here I am, send me." This prayer isn't about asking God to necessarily send us poof to a foreign land as a missionary. God would be happy if we would just go next door to our neighbors or across the street and teach them the meaning of Jesus Christ. You don't have to go all over the world. So it's really about asking God to use us here in our local area where we are comfortable. He knows where we could serve Him best. He is not going to send us somewhere He knows or to do something He knows we are not prepared for. We have to step out of our self-centered lives and do what God asks of us. When you pray, "Send me," you're asking to do His will, the will He has given all of us. You may not feel ready. You might say, "Oh, I don't know about that. I ran from God for years. He finally caught up with me." But you have to be sure to go through the steps of what we talked about. Repent of your sins. And ask God to walk with you, because He will. If He gives you something to do, believe me, He will be there. Jesus has already given us a mission, and we all know what it's called, the Great Commission. He has told us what we need to do in life. When we pray, "Send me," we are accepting the mission that He's already given us. And while we might stumble along the way, we've already been sent. He will be there with us to walk with us through the process. Thomas Hood, an author and poet back from the early 1800s, he wrote about prayer. And there's a few things he said that sums it all up. He said, "I prayed, O Lord, bless all of the world and help me do my part. And straight away, God commanded me, bind up a broken heart." God was telling him He needs to do this, and He will give him the strength to do it. Then he said he prayed, "Bless each hungry child, and may they be amply fed." Then God said, "Go find a starving soul and share with them your bread." You can ask Him, but He's going to give it right back to you. He's going to tell you what you need to do. And another one is, "Oh, stir the hearts of men and make them good and true." And God quickly answered, "There is one way I stir men's hearts, and that's through you." God uses us every day in our Christian walk to make others want to follow us in our life. And that's what makes me so proud about being a part of this congregation, of this church. Most here have taken that deep dive into prayer. They pray for others truly to God, and they know what those answers are going to be when they pray. They pray for the strength to help others. We see it every time within this congregation with Saturday's Child, with our weekday learning center, and what He has given us in the community. We see it through HAM, through the Bible studies, through VBS, and through the walk. When we pray to God to help us increase our congregation, to bring people in so we can get them closer, that's the answers He gives. He gives us ideas of how to get the people in closer to Him. Even the volunteers in our office, they ask, "How can we help?" You can come help the poor preachers that don't know what they're doing, you know, answer the phones and run copies and everything. But no, they are great. We love our volunteers. But this is one of the most involved and Christian-centered congregations that I've been involved in. People do not hesitate to help. I've never seen us have to beg somebody to go help somebody else. So if you pray dangerous prayers, your life will never be the same. I can attest to that. You'll find yourself living with purpose, experiencing the abundant life that Jesus promised us. So don't settle for a safe, predictable life, saying your prayers before a meal, which is good, but you need to say it with a purpose. Saying your prayers in church on Sunday, pray it like you mean it. in praying at night when you go to bed, you've had a tough day or a great day. Give thanks to God. And if you need help, ask Him for that help. Pray boldly, pray dangerously, and watch what God will do with you, your life, and the world. Let us pray. Dear God, inspire us with the vision of glory. Cleanse us by the forgiveness of your grace. Empower us to speak the words of hope to a hurting world. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.